On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Oh, there he is with his, it's back. It's back, the Kansas City Chiefs lanyard.
Here we are.
All right, you can tell football is near.
Go
Chiefs. Yeah. Huge Kansas City Chiefs fan here. It is Steve from Steve's Water Heater Installation and Plum. We all hear his commercials. By the way, have any lounges or anybody contacted you about singing gigs?
People call me up and actually sing to me. My jingle, Steve's Water Heater Installation. Okay, yeah.
Well, a live performance here. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'll be back with more. I've got a couple more commercials I want to put out, John.
You know, it's funny that you've been on the show a few times, and I've gotten to know you well. You've come out to our house and helped us out. I don't know your last name.
Oh.
But that's okay. Steve's Water
Heater. Very long last name, so I'm not going to say.
No, that doesn't matter, I guess. Anyway, about the Chiefs, I got to say, I don't get it. I don't understand why suddenly so many people turned against the Chiefs when they were out to make their third straight Super Bowl win. Suddenly people hated them. I don't get it.
I'll tell you, John. What, All they had to do was show up for the Super Bowl. They just didn't show up.
Well, they were terrible.
They didn't show up.
They were terrible. There was a.
I really can't talk more about it because.
There was a part where Kelce just stood there when he could have jumped and grabbed the ball. He just stood there. It was. I thought Mahomes did great. The rest of the team, I don't know. I don't know what was going on there.
Poor Pat. He wasn't the whole team at all, and he had more problems going on in that game.
I think it was. I thought, is this thrown? Is this game being thrown?
They didn't show up. That wasn't really Pat Mahomes. That was his evil twin brother or something. I don't know.
I just want to wrap it up by saying this illustrates the side of America that I despise is that people will build you up, and then when you're up there, for some reason, the American public wants to tear you down. Mm-hmm. I've seen it time and time again. I hate that. I don't understand it. But I'm glad you're here. Steve's Water Heater Installation.
Glad to be here too.
Okay. So let me ask, because people out there are so many people having trouble with their water heaters. I had problems with it. They get old. Some people are thinking, should I get the instant water heater? Let me ask you, wise man, what type of water heater gives you the most value, Steve?
I would honestly say that has to do with your home, your lifestyle, how many people use that water heater in your home, and also the design of your plumbing system. It does matter. Now they're starting to put in track homes throughout this area with standard Navien tankless water heaters, and that's pretty cool because the home is now designed for that.
Track homes are actually doing something good?
And don't ask me why. Hey, I like to think of it as comparing the difference between a 68 Nova and a brand new Ferrari. The classic water heater, it works really good. It's easy to work on. It's easy to replace. It's easy to maintain. Whereas with a tankless water heater, there's 200 and some odd parts to it. There's only 22 parts to a standard water heater. But it, like I said, if you have...
So that's value because they last longer with fewer parts, you think?
I wouldn't say last longer. They're just easier to maintain. They both last, though. You could get a water heater that lasts 20, 25. My neighbor's got one that's 30 years old in this place, never touched it. And I go over there and tap it once in a while. So it's going to blow one of these days, Pete. It's going to blow. But that's... just the nature of the beast. You can't really put a number on it.
I like, you know, I've had the classic water heater up until just a couple of years ago. I went with a tankless. I had no problem with the classic water heater.
No.
And I'm glad people are still buying the classic old water heater. People, there's a misconception, I think, about the tankless water heater. Now I just made a mistake by calling them instant water heaters.
Correct.
They're not instant.
No.
They're tankless.
You can get them pretty close, but that's about it. And that has a lot to do, like I said, the size of the home. You have gas, propane, or natural gas or propane, and you have electric. I've had three different people in the last, this year alone, ask me about an electric tankless water heater, strictly electric, with no gas. And they do make them. They make them in Germany, and there are certain, but I have zero experience with them. I don't really see the advantage to them. I like the idea of a Navion or a Rinnai tankless water heater that runs gas. You have an exhaust system to it. And that's...
Now, yeah. when we talk value, mm-hmm. is the energy cost lower with the tankless?
it's kind of a trick question, but... yes, actually it is, but depending on how often it's used. If you have two teenagers living in the house and that thing's constantly being run, that's 199,000 BTUs charged up for however long you're running that hot water. Whereas with a standard, say you have a 50-gallon water heater in your house, it's basically just percolating.
Simmering?
Yeah.
Simmering.
Simmering, that's the proper word. Right? Simmering all the time.
I guess you're right, because I hear my tankless fire up a lot. And so, yeah, it's probably negligible, the difference in energy cost, huh?
Yes, and either way, gas is the best, in my opinion. It's more affordable.
Well, natural gas is probably a very most economical form of fuel for your home, right?
Yes.
Okay. What parts are included in your installations?
Well, right off the top, I want to mention with a tank water heater, standard 50-gallon or 40-gallon tank water heater, I literally take everything out from the wall to the floor and replace everything. Because for one thing, the ball valve or gate valve that it originally had put on there 40, 50 years ago, it might have gone through two water heaters before even I came down to it. That's going to get replaced. Everything gets replaced. We maintain and we double check the stand that it's on, because it takes on 800 pounds, almost a half a ton, mm-hmm. for years on end. And that wood platform it sits on, that gas water heater is going to sit on.
Do you still do that thing where you go end to end and examine all the pipes in somebody's house, like you did for our house?
Yeah, I can do that, absolutely. If we've got crawl space, we'll play that. Well, there's a lot of intricacies to a plumbing system for a whole house, and it can take quite a long time.
You see, I've never heard of a plumber who actually starts where the pipes start for your home and goes all the way to where they go out on the other side. And you look at it the entire way. You were down in our crawl space. What's down there?
Well, for one thing, let me be quite frank. You have water coming in, and you've got waste going out. Just that, and they're both enclosed systems.
Right.
And all those fittings that make it all work, and they go to each one of your fixtures, it all has to be inspected, it all should be checked, and I do that.
Well, you were in my crawl space. There was no chest of gold or anything down there, huh? Shoot.
No, there wasn't, John. I would have told you. Honestly, I would have told you if I'd found anything.
Okay. Now, this is a fascinating thing to me, because I've never heard of a plumber that offers like a year-long guarantee for their work.
Yes,
now, I mean, if you, in my experience, I've had plumbers come over and suddenly it breaks down like a month later. Well, you got to pay for another service.
Tell me about
your guarantee.
Hey, listen, I go in there, I'll put in a brand new water heater for you, a Bradford White gas water heater, 50-gallon. I'm not going to mention the name, but I'm pretty darn competitive in my prices. And I guarantee you every part I put in there is the highest quality in the industry, absolutely. And I'm insured, bonded, and all these fun things. And I'm going to back that up for 1 year after I install it, at least. And 6 years for that Bradford White, any part on that is guaranteed for 6 years. And we'll go in there and make sure. And 1 year after I put it in, I want you to call me up. I want to come back and look at my workmanship after 1 year, see what's going on, make sure it's perfect.
You are a godsend. How much of your work is, what percent is water heater work, and what percent is general plumbing?
It's getting to be about close to 50-50. I wish it wasn't. I just want to do water heaters.
Water heater work more than anything else?
Oh, I do so many more water heaters than I do.
What is the joy in installing and servicing water heaters?
I don't know. It's just something I do. It's the full package of it. Everyone is different. Everyone is different, just like every household is. The plumbing.
So the job's never boring. I get
no.
Other services do you offer?
Let's talk about garbage disposals.
Wow.
Oh, garbage disposals. Yeah. I'll replace your garbage disposal. No problem. Probably best price in town. High quality. And toilets. We do service on toilets. They're basic. They're pretty bulletproof. Thank heavens. But after a couple decades, you may want to think about changing your toilets over to a fresh new style and quality. They're engineered much better now than they were 30 years ago. I've got a couple up in up on White's Creek up there. They have a new, they just bought a home up there, and they want all their toilets changed. But they want 19.5-inch tall toilets. And people go,
Well, I understand.
19.5 inches tall. They often are used for ADA disabled people, so it's easier to get in and off your toilet.
It seems to me toilets generally are getting lower.
They're normally 16.5 inches tall.
Yeah.
And you'd be amazed what 3 inches difference makes. It really
does. I've heard that before. Okay, so... this is really amazing that you can offer all of this at such a good deal.
Bibs.
You're kind of a godsend.
Hose bibs, too. That's a big thing this time of year. Everybody wants
hose bibs. We didn't talk about hose bibs.
Call me up. We'll take care of that.
Oh, my gosh. That's a hot topic.
Oh, yeah.
Hose bibs. I've been here 3 years. Finally.
Yeah.
The hose bibs come up. Okay. Well, great. Anything else we should know about the world of a plumber?
A lot of it has to do with just call me up. Have me take a look at what you got, what problems you find. Any moisture around your house that shouldn't be there, let me know.
You know what alarms me as a homeowner? Now and then some realtor will put out a brochure or there will be an article in the paper or magazine about the things you should do to maintain your home. And you go through this and it's like, oh, you got to clean the filters under your refrigerator every year and all this kind of stuff. And it's kind of like I read this list and I think, I've done none of that. I haven't done it. I don't think most people do all that weird stuff.
It's so funny.
You got to clean the condenser coils and keep up on this and do that.
Maintenance is the big deal about owning a home. You don't own a home. It owns you. You got to maintain that home.
What if I had you come over and you do all that home maintenance stuff? Can you do that? That I was supposed to do for years?
Plumbing-wise, sure. It starts from one end and goes the other. It's just like anything
else,
bumper to bumper.
You won't clean my condenser coils. Oh, my gosh. It could be fun, Steve. It could be. I'm just saying.
I know what I enjoyed. I love doing water heaters.
Okay. All right. It's been a great talk. Tell us how folks can contact you, Steve.
Please just call me at 775-351-6047. Call me up. My phone's always on. If I'm asleep, I'll pick it up when I wake up and check the messages. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, call me anytime.
Do you get people requesting when you're there at their house to give them a little song?
Yep.
You really do, honestly?
I'm not kidding. And I've got it down pat.
Well, I'll tell you what. I told my boss this, Henry, I think it was. I said, you know, this guy knows how to make a commercial stand out. I mean, it just stands out.
I'm just getting warmed up, John.
Did you take a marketing course or something? Because I think it's brilliant.
It's a natural
thing. Is your wife telling you this stuff?
Far from it. No.
Okay. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Steve.
Thank you, John.
Call Steve's water heater installation and plumbing. He's quite a guy, and he is good to his word. Thanks, Steve. Going to take a break. All right. It's all me, all by myself from now till noon. We want to talk, bring up anything. It's open topic. 884-9910 is our number. 775-884-9910. And I'll take your topic and I'll ride with it, especially if it's local. Oh, if you don't call, I have something to say local. Yeah, there's local stuff for sure to bark about. And anyway, it's all up next in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:21. For, I'm John Potter.
92.3 is FM Talk.
Yeah, see, I've only been here 3 years. Don't know when to talk. I'm John Potter. We have good news for, 40 winners. Craig, how did you do all
darn
that?
Close to 40. Right now, I still have a few. I think I have six tickets for the 6 p.m. show and about 10 tickets for the 8 p.m. show. But
to see Mick.
What's that?
To see Mick Thomas at the Carson City Nugget tonight, two shows, 6 and 8 o'clock.
Correct. So congratulations to Susan, Nathan, Teresa, Winfield, Richard, Jolene. Scrolling down. Let's see. Melissa, Ruth, and where did the other ones go? Oh, and Jerome.
Wow.
And Chloe. Missed one, yeah.
And I tell you, he's funny. That was a really good interview. That's going to be a great show. Folks, if you missed out, you can buy the tickets, ccnugget.com. Craig, see, I'll try to get Kathy to go. I want to see this guy. Is he only playing tonight or Sunday too?
That just tonight. The Carson Nugget is normally one night only.
All right, folks, what are you doing tonight? 6 and 8 o'clock. Tickets aren't that much. ccnugget.com to see Mick Thomas from Ireland. Talk about us Americans. Should be great. All right. Thanks, Craig. Here's, I don't know if I want to get into this. I only have 4 minutes before the Fox News here. We could read some texts.
Well, we can talk about daylight savings time, too.
Something new. As a matter of fact, Craig, you told me about this. I didn't even know about this. Nevada legislature and the daylight saving time proposal that we bail out of this whole structure. What's the latest?
Well, we reported it last month. AB 81, the assembly bill in the state legislature, had its meeting back on February 24th. Well, now it has basically sat on a desk somewhere for a while, but I got notified this morning in my morning email that the Assembly Committee on Government Affairs will be working on this in their work session to Monday morning at 8:30. So that's another step closer.
Yeah, we'll follow that really close and see what happens. I don't see really. It's hard to find people that passionate on either side because I don't see that much of a difference myself. I prefer it being going away to eliminate the hassle, the changing of the clocks and everything like that. And whatever is brighter, whatever time is darker, I don't really care that much. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, in the broadcast industry, it's a semi-big deal because what will end up happening is if we go to non-daylight savings time, we go back to standard time and stay there all the time. None of our call-in shows, when everybody else is doing the daylight savings time, like Tom Sullivan or Lars Larson or Jimmy Fallon, when they're doing their call-ins, they wouldn't be live. We'd have to record them.
Oh, I hate that.
Yes. So callers wouldn't be able to call in live at the time. So it will affect us either way. I mean, if they stay on daylight or if they go to standard, either whichever way they choose.
Yeah, and I don't like the confusion of it all. TV shows, well, gosh, it's all, is that Eastern time or what is Pacific? What time is this on? You know, come on, football game or Oscar awards at 4 p.m. I thought was always weird. I don't think that would change, though, because we have time zones. I don't know. I'm confusing myself. Anyway, congratulations to the winners of those tickets. And buy more at ccnugget.com.
I have a few more pairs left. So
you do?
Yes. Text me your first and last name, as it is on your ID, and what show you want to see, the 6 p.m. show or the 8 p.m. show. and you text us at 775-884-9910. Again, 775-884-9910.
All right. After Fox News, we're going to, I want to get into this thing that we really did not want to hear yesterday, that Reno was found to be the most expensive place to live in Nevada, 26th most expensive in the United States. I want to get into this. Is this a shock to you, or can you relate? And what's the deal with why is it so expensive to live in Reno more than any other place in Nevada? It's more expensive here to live than Las Vegas. I want to get into that. And also, this marks 3 years that I've done this radio show. It was 3 years ago, the last Saturday of March, that I was on the air for the first time doing this show. It's been 3 years as of today. Anyway, I kind of wrote something about it. Don't worry, Craig. Don't worry, boss. It's all positive. And I want to use the last segment to talk to the folks out there about that kind of, wow, 3 years, bam, over. I mean, that's incredible. 3 years, fastest 3 years of my life, but certainly very pleasurable. And I hope for another three and then three after that. Anyway, we're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:30.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, that was quick. It's 11:36. Barely have time to eat an energy bar. I'm John Potter, live and local. Okay. I'll get to your texts in just a moment. I see there's about eight of them asking me questions. But here's some news. Excuse me. Stuck in my teeth here. Here's some news we really did not want to hear yesterday. Reno was found to be the most expensive place to live in Nevada. We are the 26th most expensive in the U.S. This is from a GoBankingRates.com survey called What Does It Cost for Single Adults to Live Comfortably in U.S. Cities? They sourced data on population, total households, and median household income from the U.S. Census. And let me just put in here that I trust these surveys a lot more than I trust a government survey. Crime rates, okay? Either cities overreport the crime that they have to get more federal dollars to fight crime, you know, if they reach a certain level, or cities underreport crime to look good for tourism and other reasons and for people to move there. So I don't trust government, sir. I don't trust government anything. But this survey I do trust and I believe, even though this has very bad news for all of us who live here. Now, here's how much you need to live comfortably as a single in Nevada. Reno tops the list. Reno, the number is $114,894 to live comfortably in Reno as a single person. Who makes that? $114,894 to live comfortably. Folks, do you believe this? Can you relate to it? Or are they way out of it? 884-9910. So we're number one in the state. Number two, Henderson, $109,000. Las Vegas is $102,000. So we are over $12,000 more expensive to live for a single than Las Vegas. North Las Vegas, oh, what a bargain there, $97,000. The most expensive cities in the U.S. for singles, and by the way, Reno is the 26th most expensive city to live in the country. But the most expensive topping the list, Irvine, California, $291,586. Fremont, California, $277,753. San Jose, number three. San Francisco, four. Man, I thought they would take tops. Irvine is more expensive than San Francisco. Okay. Honolulu, San Diego, and Arlington, Virginia. So we're looking at California taking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the top 8. Okay. But you need to make over $114,000 to live comfortably in Reno as a single. I have to say it again to get it through my skull. So, and Reno, also, they didn't even count this. Reno has more expensive flights than Vegas. They didn't even add that. Meanwhile, the latest report on consumer sentiment came out yesterday. They surveyed a bunch of folks, and their opinion of the economy and the way things are going was pretty negative. These folks are called TV news watchers, but still the news killed the stock market yesterday, which was down over 700 points. And of course, CNN decided to show the nosedive in real time. They do this every time there's a drop of over like 400 or 500. They put the stock ticker up there in the lower right corner of the screen all day long. CBS and ABC played up the drop of their evening news like it was the crash of 1929. And I'll tell you, when the market goes up over 400, 500 in a day, never a peep from these news networks. They won't put it on the air when, of course, a Republican is in the White House. But anyway, back to consumer sentiment being negative. I just got this from a friend who is in Las Vegas this week, and I got to read his email. If you've been to Vegas lately, see if this bears true to you. I saw the same thing when I was there 2 months ago. My friend Dave writes, what's all this about a bad economy? I'm here till Monday, and this place is packed, and everything costs 3 times what it did 2 years ago. Still packed. I played some poker at Binion's, took a break, and went to the cafe. A sausage muffin sandwich and a small coffee. I wanted a large, but they only have one size and it's small. I paid $30.83 for a sausage muffin sandwich. It was a turkey sausage muffin sandwich and a small coffee, $30.83. And this is not a high class place, Binion's cafe. Did I ever tell you my water story from my last trip to Vegas 2 months ago? We go out there a couple times a year, see shows. We treated another couple to dinner at this restaurant at the Wynn. It's called Delilah's. Okay, never been there before. We get there. Doors open at 5:30. There's a line when I get there, when we get there at 5:30, the four of us. Absolutely no phone use allowed, absolutely no pictures, and they tell you you get 2 hours that you're at your table is closed after 2 hours. I swear to God, they time you how long you can be at the table. At the 2 hour mark, you are escorted out. So the waiter comes and asks first question, would you like still water or sparkling? And I always say still. You know, I don't want to pay like inflated price for sparkling water, you know. And I noticed, and this is incredible, this incredible water service. Every time we took a sip, you know, bam, they were there to refill this glass right away. And they're roaming around. I'm looking around. They're roaming around filling water. The minute somebody at our table took a sip, bam, the waiter's there refilling the bottle. Well, when I looked around to see them doing this, it's food, Fiji water. They're pushing Fiji water. And at the end of this dinner, I paid over $50 at this dinner just for water. I don't even want to tell you what the final bill was, or I'll start crying. And of all, and not only that, in Las Vegas, you have all these incredibly expensive shops on the Strip. You have Burberry and Rolex, Gucci, Cartier, Hermes, Prada, Tiffany and Company. They're all there. And that's just at the Venetian and Caesars, I think. They're all there. And apparently they've been there for years. They're apparently doing great. I mean, they've been there since I lived there in the 80s and 90s. So, but you never see anybody in these stores. And I went last visit, I went into one of these Beverly Hills type shops and I'm chatting up, you know, like I usually do. I'm talking to the big young security guard and the four salespeople inside. And I told them, I said, you know what? I never see any customers. So I have to ask you, I'm so curious. I say, I never see the customers. How do you stay in business? They said, we hope for one big customer. One. All right. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, let's go to the phones. 884-9910. Joe, I'm glad you called. Good morning. Welcome. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Thank you, Hello. Craig. Joe, you're there. Welcome.
So nice to talk to you, John. And I really enjoyed talking to you last Saturday. It was a lot of fun. You still there?
I agree.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
You agree. You know, I actually worked in a restaurant. It was brand new when I started working there. It looked like a castle inside and out. We all wore costumes. It was just a beautiful restaurant. And when it first opened, they had to put, I think they put an hour and a half time that you could stay. Because people would get in there, and they would just stay from opening till closing.
I never heard of that, Joe. Never heard of that. Might spread.
Good. You know, I just called the show now. I've been out of the house. I just got back. I didn't get a chance to call earlier. But I wanted to talk about the Tesla thing, about what these people are doing to Teslas.
Sure. Go ahead.
It doesn't make any sense to me. First of all, you're just selling the Teslas to the insurance company, and I can get the money and go buy another one if I had one. Additionally, if you get caught, you're going to have a felony. You're never going to be able to vote again. So if you're doing this because you're a Democrat, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, the whole thing doesn't make any sense at all. I just, I don't think that this is a smart thing to do. And I'm sure the American public doesn't like it at all. I know I don't like it, even though
there
I don't own a Tesla. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, Joe, I got to go. I'm up against the break, but thank you so much. And I didn't mean to. Thank you, Joe. Take care. I did want to mention that. I don't want to promote it, though. But at 11 o'clock this morning, they started already. There's what's called a Tesla takedown. It's at South Virginia and Marketplace Drive by South Meadows near the Reno Tesla dealership. We have more than, as Fox News says, more than 200 protests against Elon Musk today in the U.S., including here in Reno. It's a coordinated protest that aims to hurt the electric car maker and its customers while drawing attention to the billionaire's growing alignment with Donald Trump. And activists have set a goal of 500 protests worldwide today. Here in Reno, they're just carrying Musk is Hitler signs, and they're yelling at traffic. If you dare to drive down South Virginia in a Tesla, especially a Cybertruck, you will be the target of their aggression. And it ties in with the vandalism on people's cars, the key scratching, the graffiti, the firebombs on Teslas in Vegas. And they quickly caught that guy because he was a doofus. I mean, apparently going to six cars that have a combined 36 cameras between them all. It turned out not to be the smartest plan. But it's amazing how many people there are the people who go after people who bought a zero emissions vehicle because Musk is cutting less than 0.2% of total spending. You're out here protesting Tesla because your leaders basically told you to do so. If you keep being sheep, that's why you lost the election. And you're a jerk for vandalizing somebody's car or cars. I have a friend who will not apologize or feel guilty for working hard to save up to buy the best-selling car the last 5 years. This guy pays $21 a month to power the thing. He commutes from Reno to Carson for work. Work hard, and you can get a car like that, too. And I never got this I buy based on what politics the owner has business. What the heck? But it's going, I hope it doesn't go crazy today at South Virginia near the Tesla dealership. sorry, you own a car that people now want to vandalize. You know, if you bought a Tesla because, you know, you're an environmentalist and you want to help and you're a liberal and that ties together and you're a Democrat and other people who share your political persuasion are threatening to firebomb your car, you may want to reevaluate your politics. I'm sorry. I think everybody should be able to buy the car they want without being attacked for it. And isn't it funny? I bet the oil companies right now are thinking, well, they must be loving this. How can we get the environmentalists who hate us? How do we get those leftist greenies to hate them, this electric car? Anyway, world's crazy. All right, one more segment. I'm going to talk a bit about my 3 years here and take your calls, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1150.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Current temperature 46 degrees in Reno and getting a high of 55. And yes, with this radio show this morning, I am celebrating 3 years of doing this Saturday show on KKFT. It began 3 years ago, pretty much today. It was on the 31st in 2022, last Saturday of the month, just like today. It's been a very long road for me to get to this point. Like many of you, at my college graduation, all I could think of was, where to now? What's going to happen to me? Will I find my place in the world? Am I really graduating a virgin? Anyway, I first came to Reno in 1976. I had never seen the West before then, but I wanted to move here ever since I was a kid. And I fell in love with the desert edition of those Time Life books. True. And I got here right after graduation from college. I got a room at a motel in 1976 that had a refrigerated air conditioning, direct dial phones, television sign out front. On the street, everything, the banners over Virginia Street, the bank, an American Motors dealership, all had American flags and signs supporting the Nevada football team. And that summer in 1976 was magic. And it still is. Every time I crest a small hill or I fly in and I see our city appear, it never gets old. 1978, I was the morning DJ in Reno for 3 years at KCBN Radio at Moena and Kitski. Fast forward to 1998, and I was working for CBS Radio in Boston. Walter Cronkite's office, just 3 doors down, one of my heroes. I've only been fired, or as they say, released now, in my career 3 times in 50 years. And everybody, of course, knows what happened at the end of my 20 years at Channel 2. And I'm finally now just beginning to get over that after 3.5 years. Like Mike Tyson once said, everybody has a plan till they get punched in the face. Well, I did not. But 3 years ago, Jerry Evans was the only station owner who showed interest in hiring me. And I'll be forever grateful for that, because being unemployed in your 60s, let me tell you, you're not the hot prospect you think you are anymore there. I'm not alone when I say seniors, despite their wide, extensive, and important knowledge, are being pushed out ungraciously. And through all the speeches I do around town, I witness the gray-haired folks looking at me and nodding their heads when I say that line, that if you're over 50, chances are the decision to leave a job wasn't yours. And so 3-something years later, here I am. I worked at other radio stations before, 2 here in town before Channel 2. And before that, I did a morning show in Salt Lake City and an afternoon show in Seattle. And of course, worked for CBS in Boston. So at any rate, the 3 years here have been pleasant. We have good people here who love news, and it shows. And the best part of my relationship with the listeners, you know, they still stop me in Costco to tell me what I said. And I try to live up to that relationship, and I'm grateful for radio that this has now given me the ability to support my family. Radio's a completely different business than it was 30 years ago. Much has changed. I have no idea what the future holds. I personally want to continue working another 10 or maybe 15 years, and I certainly like those years to be on these stations. And, you know, I get up every weekday grateful, and every day I have fun. And I feel like what I do here has a responsibility to my community. And I think that, you know, most days I think we fulfill that responsibility. And I'm grateful to the bosses for putting up with me. And I'm grateful to the audience support here in Nevada off and on since the 1970s, which has encouraged different bosses over different years to stick with me, most all of them. And I'm very grateful for that. Listen to me kissing up to the boss. I never did that before. Well, anyway, Craig, you too. You've been a great help. And finally, after 3 years, I think this is catching on, my friend. All right. Gotta go. I'll talk to you next Saturday, live and local, 9 to noon. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Bye-bye.